everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. Thanks so much for taking time during this holiday weekend to join us. Stay up to date on what's happening with your favorite football team. We've got a great show for you tonight. We're going to take our first really in-depth look at the Chicago Bears. We'll have a progress report on a cornerback who came back to the fold on Sunday night and played the whole game. No easing into the lineup for cornerback Ronald Darby. We start, however, with a look back at the game against the Cowboys. A miking tight end Zach Ertz had a lot to say during the game. A very interesting game for one of the NFL's best tight ends.
Dominate today, Nelly. Dominate.
Good luck today, brother.
Yeah, keep it cool, man.
Watching, man. You're my idol, baby.
You know that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Been battling for 5 years. Let's go get one.
Can't see. What am I supposed to look at?
It's impossible. The video boards aren't for the players. All day, 27. All day. Get in his head.
We got to wake up, man. We got to go. We got to get this thing going, man. Bring that juice, 11.
It's okay, B. We need a spark, baby. We need a spark. Be the spark. Be the spark, KOR. Be the spark. And we're going for two.
Let's see this Kamu kickoff.
Yeah! He kicked the touchback.
Dude, that guy is a freak.
Hey, dude.
All that blocking you do for your boy. Your boy had a man up on that one. Let me see that attempted hurdle. What do you think of that attempted hurdle?
Time now to recognize our Santander legend of the week. Of course, the man next to me, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles in his 41st season, the great Merrill Reese. Congratulations for being a legend.
I would be settling for being the Santander legend of the minute.
Well, you basically are.
Okay.
But we consider you legend every day.
Thank you.
Merrill, we talked a few weeks ago. You know, you kind of put this thing in perspective. Now we're into the latter stages of November. And it just keeps rolling along. Comparisons in your mind between 2017 and 2004?
Boy, people keep bringing up the 2004 team. And I like this team better. I really do. I just think this team is more balanced. This team does not have an apparent weakness. And the other thing about this team is, Dave, that team stayed really healthy. This team has lost key places and go on to that next man up philosophy, and that next man steps up and succeeds. I mean, Frank Reich yesterday spoke about the job that Halapulavati Vaitai has done, and he talked about the big run, the 71-yard run by Ajayi, and when Ajayi took off, the hole was provided on a tremendous block by Vaitai, and how he pulled around and his balance and everything else, it was great.
I don't recall weaknesses in 2004 specifically, and I don't want to slight that team, and I really don't want to get into the comparison. I think you're right, Merrill. There are no apparent weaknesses here. And I'll say this, middle linebacker, a bit of a concern with Joe Walker and his lack of experience, but then the Eagles go out and get Danelle Ellerby. I think they've done a really nice job buffeting the depth.
Yeah, they have, and the other two linebackers, both Kendricks and Bradham, are playing exceptionally well. I mean, they are having outstanding seasons. Going into the season, there were people who were wondering whether they trade Kendricks, whether he'd even be around, and, you know, what's his attitude like. He's been great. He's been a tremendous player.
Merrill, anything that Carson Wentz has done in year two surprised you?
Yeah. Not anything specifically, because we knew about the arm, we knew about the athleticism, but it's the fact that he's not making many mistakes. He is playing like a veteran. If you were to look at Carson Wentz and say, oh, the 8-year veteran quarterback out of, you know, North Dakota State, he's looking like a seasoned veteran. There's no young player, rookie carryover. He is the man. He has the poise. He has the control. He's the leader of this team. This offense goes through Carson Wentz.
Merrill, you expressed a bit of, not concern, but certainly respect for the Dallas Cowboys. You felt it would be a very difficult game, and it was for a half on Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. What we saw in the second half by the Eagles, a 30-0 whitewashing of the Cowboys, really kind of, to me, sets the tone for what is to come the rest of this way.
Well, we hope so. But if you look at the last month, they've dominated every game. There hasn't been, the closest game was a 10-point win against the Redskins, coming off a bye. So, it's been domination, blowout, blowout, blowout. But you know what? The minute you expect that, it shouldn't be us, but I'm saying the minute the team thinks that all they have to do is show up and dispose of a team with a losing record like the Bears, that's the day that they just fall back and lose a game, because
agreed.
It can happen.
Agreed, and everybody asked that question. Do you get a sense that that's possible?
Yes, anything's possible.
Do you get a sense that that's likely?
No. Can I give you a tennis example?
Please.
Many, many years ago, I was playing in a tournament, and the guy that I was playing in a semifinal round was an older gentleman, and I could look on this hot day that he was really, really struggling. And I decided I was up 6-love in the – I won the first set, 6-love. I was up 4-love in the second set. I said, you know what? I'm just going to put the points away, because I would run them back and forth. And I said – and suddenly, trying to finish points quickly, I couldn't. And he kept coming back. I said, all right, forget it. I'm going to finish him off and do what I was doing, running. I never got it back. And I ended up losing the match. Same thing with a football team. When you take the foot off the gas because you think you can just coast, you're going to find your helmet handed to you and an L.
I agree. I guess we don't get that sense that that's going to happen. With Carson, with Doug having gone through all this before, with a very experienced coaching staff, enough players in the locker room who've won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you think it will never happen, but it can. And it can. You can't turn it. Yes, they turned it on in the second half against Dallas, and Dallas could do nothing to parry it. But in another case, you try to turn it on, and it doesn't always work out that way. And again, this is a Bears team that they should beat. They're much better than the Chicago Bears in almost every area, but they've got to play well every single game. It doesn't happen automatically.
Merrill, we've been Eagles fans our entire lives. You guys have been Eagles fans your entire lives. We've experienced collapses. Mm-hmm. 2014, the Eagles were 9-3 with home games against Seattle and Dallas. Lost those two games. Went to Washington, lost that game.
That was an unmitigated mess.
Yes.
And basically, see, that's where I differ with people who say, "Hey, Chip Kelly had 2 10-6 seasons." Yes, but that second 10-6 season was a disaster. As you said, they had all those wins. Thanksgiving night was a celebration, and then they just totally fell apart. To me, that's not, boy, what a great second year he had. It was a poor year, and then it just led to a disastrous coaching regime ending third year for Chip Kelly.
How would you describe the vibe in this building?
Right.
Yeah.
It's upbeat. It's wonderful. I think that Doug Peterson deserves a lot of credit. He's the leader. He sets the tone. And he's affable and authoritative. He's a player's coach, but don't mess around. He's a leader. He's a wonderful leader. And he's also doing a great job of masterminding this offense with the help of Frank Reich. I mean, the play calling, the use of timeouts. I mean, they have timeouts left at the end of games. He rarely makes a challenge that he shouldn't make on an official ruling. I mean, he's done a spectacular job.
Yeah, he's really done a great job in year number two.
So far.
Only 10 games in, 9-1 record.
And they're saying the same thing, MVP for Carson Wentz. So far, he has been.
Let's just enjoy each and every step of the way the rest of the season. Merrill Reese, our Santander Legend of the Week. Once again, you're a legend every day, Merrill.
Not in my house.
Thanks so much, Merrill. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll talk about those Chicago Bears. 3-7, led by a rookie quarterback coming into Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. This portion of Eagles 360 was brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new Buffalo Bacon Signature Crafted Recipe. Enjoy this sandwich on your choice of buttermilk crispy chicken, grilled artisan chicken, or quarter-pound beef patty. I'm loving it.
He's told that joke a million times, and you always laugh like you're hearing it for the first time. At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you got to do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like ensuring he's well taken care of, even as you build your own plans for retirement. See how Lincoln can help protect your savings from the impact of long-term care expenses at LincolnFinancial.com.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Time now on Eagles 360 to bring in the great Mike Quick, who joined us. Michael, how are you?
Excellent. 9-1.
Yeah.
Come on.
Isn't it amazing?
I don't think I've ever been able to say that, but 9-1, yeah, it's a good day.
It is a good day. Well, the Eagles, of course, have the Bears on Sunday, but we'll talk about them in a moment. Let's first take a look at the upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. And Mike, it really gets interesting in a couple of weeks here when that three-game road streak begins in Seattle, in Los Angeles, in New York.
Yes.
But it's not as formidable looking now as it was maybe a few weeks ago. Seattle has really dropped a bit, and then the Rams on Sunday being all whipped up by the Vikings.
Well, I just think this team has done such a nice job of putting themselves in position, winning all of these games early. And even on the back end, if they drop a couple, it's not going to be that big of an issue. And if you look at the back end, yeah, there are a lot of road games in that. But late in the season, you're going to have the Raiders come to Philadelphia. You're going to have the Dallas Cowboys come to Philadelphia. This team has really put themselves in a real good position here with just a few games left in the season.
They say you don't win the Super Bowl in September, October, but you sure can bank some victories and build a cushion. That's what the Eagles have done.
Well, and putting themselves in a place where these last few games, they could get home field advantage, which is what you really want. You really now have to look at the NFC and look at teams like the New Orleans Saints, look at teams like the Minnesota Vikings who are coming on, and teams like that where you're going to have to contend with those guys when you get into the NFC matchups. And the NFC East, the Eagles have that. It's pretty much locked.
I agree. Bigger picture for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by the NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. Time now to take a look at the Chicago Bears. Our first look at the 3-7 Bears presented by Whip Flea. And they are, as we thought they would be, Mike, a rebuilding team. John Fox, the head coach, with a rookie quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. They show signs of life. They certainly play hard football, and they've been in a lot of close games, but they are 3-7.
I think they run the ball well, so I think that's going to be a good challenge for this defense and the way they fly around to the football. You look at the other side, you know, they're a defense that they're not a great defense, but in the run game, they're a middle-of-the-road type of defense. I think it's a game where the Eagles can once again, they can show their dominance at the line of scrimmage. They can win the line of scrimmage, especially defensively, getting after the young quarterback. And I know Schwartz will have some things for that young quarterback to throw him off. But they have to really put it on the big guys again to run the football, control the football game, and get out of there with a win.
And let's talk about a couple of players to watch here. Jordan Howard, a running back drafted last year by the Bears. Again, a very solid rookie season. Another good year in 2017. What kind of back is he, Mike? What can the Eagles defense expect from him?
See, I think it's really not even about Howard and how well they run the football. It's really about this defense and the way they play. If you look at last week, they gave up a couple of big runs, and it was all because of the run fits that weren't there. You know the big guys up front, they're going to get up the field. The linebackers are that second level. They have to fill in all of those spots that are left when the big guys start to get upfield. The Bears are middle of the road. I think they're ranked 5 in run game in the National Football League.
Yes, correct.
And they're that type of team. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to stick to the run because they've got a young quarterback. They don't want to put him in harm's way too often. So if they're able to run the ball, that's how they want to get. They want to get the game down to a close game at the end of the game, hoping that they can pull it out. So they're going to run the ball. They're going to commit to running the football. But against this defense, I just don't see it happening, Dave.
Agreed. I mean, it is all about the Eagles defense. But we do have to talk about the Bears here. This is our first look at the Bears presented by Whipley. They have a rookie who is exciting. He's the second coming, I think, maybe of Darren Sproles. His name is Tariq Cohen. He's a pass catcher. He's built like Sproles, plays like Sproles, got a lot of power to him. Mike, he will be a bit of a handful for the Eagles in the passing game as well as the running game.
That's the concern. When they utilize him in their screen game or just getting him out in space and getting the ball into his hands, now he is a problem. But the way these guys, and I go back to how this team plays defense, they'll rally to the ball. And they do such a nice job of rallying to the ball after the catch and making sure that they're not giving up big plays in that area.
Any concern at all that this defense and the offense would let down against a team like the Bears coming off an emotional game, looking at a 3-game road trip after
that? What you call a trap?
This would be called a trap. This where I think is kind of a good test.
I think this team has shown the character that can get by all of these different things that when you think about ways that teams can lose games because they come into certain situations that may favor the other side. I think this team has shown that they can get beyond all of those tests. And even last week, that test, going on the road against opponents where you favorite those tests, all these things, they've been able to get by them.
All right. Let's bring on the Bears. That's our first look at the Chicago Bears, presented by Whip Flea. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. A progress report. Mike and Ike talking about, well, his return to the starting lineup. Cornerback Ronald Darby had a big performance on Sunday in Dallas. What's ahead for Darby and this Eagles defense? This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
Bob's Discount Furniture presents 3 furniture victories. Number 1, not having to choose a new living room set over seeing the game live. Number 2, not having to choose a new bedroom set over seeing the game on a new TV. Number 3, not having to choose a new dining room over a pregame party. At Bob's Discount Furniture, you can have your cake and eat it too. And by cake, we mean furniture. Bob's Discount Furniture. It's how to win at furniture.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, where we really love food. Try one of our signature starters, from wings to nachos with either crab or buffalo chicken steak. Our ultra-thin, hand-tossed pizzas with our homemade marinara sauce are unbelievable. And of course, we're best known for our seafood. Crab seasoned the Chickie and Pete's way to amazing mussels and clams cooked to order. For great food and drink on your next night out, it's got to be Chickie's and Pete's.
So you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Our final segment here on Eagles 360. Cornerback Ronald Darby came back and played a full game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. And boy, did he play well. He's the subject of our FanDuel Progress Report with Mike Quick and Ike Reese.
All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to third-year cornerback. Now, we traded for this guy in the offseason, but we haven't seen him in a couple months.
Yes.
Ron Darby out of Florida State. First game back, man, and boy, did he have a good one. 8 tackles, a couple pass breakups, as well as an interception. Let's talk about this play. Listen, Cowboys, nice job of them. They want to test him and see if he's game ready. So they start off here throwing the ball to Dez Bryant.
You talked about before this game how they target Dez Bryant so much in the red zone. Perfect example, and the Eagles knew that. But this guy has made a living off of plays like this in a one-on-one situation, especially down here, because he's able to usually make guys miss. This is how well the Eagles tackle. They're secondary. Coming up, taking this guy down, making sure that he doesn't stiff arm him, he gets to his legs, getting him on the ground. That's a big, big play for a cornerback out in the island.
So they have one play there, then they decide they want to come right back and test him again. This time they're going to put the ball in the air to Dez Bryant. And Ron Darby does a great job of breaking this pass up.
I like this off coverage because it does a couple of things. You're able to defend on the inside cut, but you're also able to defend that fade route, which they like to throw down in this area. So Darby is in perfect position to defend the fade route. Does a nice job of cutting off Dez Bryant, first of all.
Using the sideline.
Yep, using the sideline, but cutting off his lane and then focusing on the football, high-pointing the ball, and making sure that Dez Bryant doesn't get that catch. That's some outstanding play for a guy that we haven't seen in a couple of months.
Yeah, and one thing I love that all these DBs are doing is they look back for the football, and you can watch how they're able to make plays on the ball. Here you're going to see him against Terrence Williams out in the open field, and here's one of his pass breakups that leads to a turnover.
Nice job here driving on the throw, that pass breakup, and then the safety is right there. So when these guys are able to get the ball in the air, as he did on the play in the end zone, if that safety is around, more than likely, it's going to lead to positive things for this defense.
Yeah, ball hawking on the back end has been a big key for this Eagles' success, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And adding a guy like Ron Darby into the mix is only going to make them better. Watch him here. He specializes in off coverage, right? He has that great speed that he can use to sort of break on the football when need be. You got third and long situation, pressure in Dak's face. He throws the ball up. This guy hasn't been known for his hands, right? One of the issues, they say he drops a lot of passes, which leads to a lot of pass defenses. Well, here's an interception from Ron Darby.
Great job of going up, high pointing the football. It's a pop-up, but he makes the best of it, gets the interception. I just like what he's doing. And this defense, they're so good at defending the run because of guys like that, the guys on the outside, how well they're coming up and making stops on running backs in the run game.
It's amazing. Coming into the season, cornerbacks was a little bit of a concern for us.
Yes.
But now they appear to be a strength, and getting a guy like Ron Darby in there is only going to make us stronger.
All right, thanks so much, Ike and Mike. What's ahead for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app? We've got the Eagles Live podcast dropping. It's a good one. Please tune in. And on iTunes, it's a free subscription. We come your way once during the week and then immediately after each game. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, our old school All-22, a look back at a playoff win against the Chicago Bears back in the Donovan McNabb days. And our Eagles game plan show available for download. That is our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead for you. On game day Sunday, we've got you covered starting at 12:30. It's our Exalta pregame show from Lincoln Financial Field and from the NovaCare Complex, and we will give you everything you need to know and then some about this matchup between the Eagles and the Bears. And then the postgame show brought to you by Rico immediately after the Eagles and the Bears play. We'll get you all the live press conferences and reaction from the locker room. Thank you so much for joining me on Eagles 360 today. Best wishes to you and yours for a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Be safe, be happy, and thanks so much for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.